You are listening to Genocide, Book 4 of the Jungle series, written by Alan Brookshire, narrated by Jeremy Bartelt, published by Four Horsemen Publications, Incorporated. Copyright Alan Brookshire, 2024. All rights reserved. Dedication for Dan and Sammy, my two most devoted fans. You are greatly appreciated. Prologue, August 2018. The Triumph Tiger 1200 XRT motorcycle thundered along the A596 at breakneck speed. The rider hunched low over the petrol tank as a shower of white gleaming spears fell all around. John Sage was a big man, making him an easy target. It was only his speed that kept him safe from the deadly rain of venomous projectiles. One scratch, one touch of the lethal poison coating the missiles, would mean certain death. He had been careless and had allowed his mind to wander as he cruised along the near-deserted six-lane motorway, enjoying the bright sunshine, the clear blue skies, and the beautiful Cumbrian countryside with its green rolling hills and wooded fields. He was thinking about Linda, about what might have been, and he had forgotten the danger. A dumb mistake. As he passed a large copse on the left side of the motorway, a spear flew out of the dense foliage of the trees, narrowly missing him, startling him out of his pleasant reverie, and reminding him of the ever-present dangers. Fuck! Two more spears streaked out of the trees, one bouncing off his crash helmet. He twisted the accelerator wide open, and the motorcycle roared forward with a surge of power, practically flying along the road, whisking Sage away from the immediate danger as a shower of spears erupted from the dark depths of the copse. His relief was short-lived. Ahead, trees, branches, and a tangle of undergrowth were piled across the carriageway, blocking the road. It looked to be very thick and sturdy, forcing him to stop. There was no getting through that barricade. "No way," he muttered, looking at the densely packed obstacles stretching across the entire road in amazement. "Have they learned how to set traps? Is that possible? They are evolving, getting bigger, more intelligent. They are using overgrown thorns from the vines as spears, for Christ's sake." Sage glanced behind. He was away from the trees, but thick bushes still lined both sides of the carriageway, ample protection from the blistering sun. They hated the sun. They would be coming. Even as the thought entered his mind, the foliage began to thrash wildly, and three monsters straight from the maw of hell burst out of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?